From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Islamic State claimed responsibility for a suicide truck bombing in the Iraqi capital Baghdad early Sunday, killing nearly 120 people, wounding 200 others. It was the most deadly attack in the Iraqi capital this year. Georgetown University visiting professor R. Nicholas Palerino says as long as the Islamic State holds key territory, such attacks will never go away.
They have what's called these rat lines from these different safe haven areas where they can get into large cities like Baghdad and destroy things and kill people. As long as you have those safe havens where the Islamic State, then they're able to project their destruction to other areas, not only in the region, but also to Europe and hopefully never to the United States, but you never know what's going to happen.
U.S. condemned Sunday's attacks, including a second assault that left at least five dead. The blast occurred a little more than a week after Iraqi forces ousted IS militants from the city of Fallujah. In Libya, at least two people were killed, several others wounded in a car bombing in the eastern city of Benghazi. Early Sunday blasts apparently targeted a passing convoy carrying a senior police official, the two dead, or police traffic officers. Benghazi has been the scene of clashes between Islamists and forces loyal to the Eastern administration for the past couple of years. Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina paid her respects today at a ceremony honoring the 20 hostages and two police officers killed during a siege at an upscale restaurant in Dhaka. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the terror attack that has not been confirmed, and the government there denying it. This is VOA News. Afghanistan has received its first shipment of Chinese military equipment as part of Beijing's commitment to provide millions of dollars of assistance to help Kabul fight terrorism. Shipment on board a Russian cargo plane arrived in Kabul, where Chinese Ambassador Yao Jing handed it over to Afghan officials. Yao said Beijing wants to have regular and normal state-to-state relations with the Afghan government and the Afghan people.
Afghanistan is a close neighbor and a very important neighbor to China. So this is the beginning of our regular military-to-military exchanges and cooperation.
The increased Chinese involvement in the conflict-torn Afghanistan, critics believe, stems from concerns that continued instability in its immediate neighborhood could fuel problems in the far western Xinjiang region, where Uyghur Muslims are waging a low-level separatist insurgency against Chinese rule. A U.S. congressional delegation led by Republican Senator John McCain undertook a rare trip in a military helicopter to Pakistan's North Waziristan tribal region before concluding a two-day visit to the country and heading for neighboring Afghanistan. McCain said he would like improved relationship between Washington and Islamabad because they both face a common enemy in Islamic State and other extreme groups. Relations lately have deteriorated after the May 21st U.S. drone strike that killed the leader of the Afghan Taliban, Mullah Akhtar Mansour, in Pakistan. A private funeral service was held in New York on Sunday for Nobel Peace Laureate Elie Wiesel, whose writings shined a light on the slaughter of millions of Jews at the hands of Nazi Germany during World War II. Family and friends gathered at a synagogue to say their final goodbyes to Wiesel. Rabbi Leah Berkowitz, head of the American Jewish Heritage Organization, was among them.
He represents to me the idea of love, intervention, tolerance, remembrance, and always taking what he devoted his life to and his legacy and bringing and continuing it for the world. To never forget evil in the world, to always remember the great beauty of Judaism and to bring that into the world and to remember to help anyone who is suffering in the world.
87-year-old Wiesel died Saturday at his home in New York. And today is America's 240th birthday. It's known as Independence Day. Americans taking part in celebrations everywhere. Opportunity to honor those who serve, such as police and firefighters and emergency medical crews in towns and cities across the country. And, of course, the 1.3 million members of the U.S. Armed Services.
That's the latest world news from VOA.